Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You go to a hotel and you want to relax. You want to just kind of take it easy. It's supposed to be that. I mean, if you're on a trip, you know, business is a little different. But if you're just trying to get away and relax, that is certainly the goal. Usually the last thing you want in your hotel room is a ghost. It takes that whole relaxation portion of the trip and just kind of throws it out the window. In our next story, that's exactly what happens. A family on a trip, and guess what? There's a little ghost boy who likes the room and likes to try and interact with the kids. What sort of message does he have to get across? Take a listen. This one happened when I was already in the U.S. I used to live in the Philippines, but I moved to the United States when I turned 13. I did not want to leave, but I had to, so I did. Anyway, here is my story. My family and I stayed at a hotel which was rumored of being haunted. The first week we arrived in the U.S., my mom wanted a family bonding or something like that. I did not really appreciate that because I was the kind of person who only liked to go out with friends. During the second day of our stay, my mom, who likes to go out all the time, suggested we go around the town and just explore the city. Everybody else was okay with it, but me. I knew that if I told her I did not want to come, she would still make me. So I told her I was not feeling well and that I'd like to stay. My mom believed me, but she wanted to stay because she did not want me to be alone. I reassured her that I would be fine, and after a couple of minutes, she agreed and they left. I was feeling good because I had the whole room to myself. I felt kind of bad, but I figured, what's the point in brooding over it? I could not take it back, so I grabbed the remote, searched for something to watch, but like most hotels, there was not a single channel that made me interested. I dropped the remote without turning the television off and walked to my luggage to look for my PSP. I managed to find it. The batteries ran out during our drive to the hotel, and the charger was in the car. Disappointed, I turned back to the television, but to my surprise, it was off. I did not even hear it go off, and I knew I did not turn it off, but I decided to ignore it. As a last resort, I grabbed a magazine and flipped through it. After a couple of minutes, I came across a page with two words that were cut out. I figured it was some kid who messed with it. The magazine kept me busy, and it made me forget about the whole television incident. I was reading an article when the sound of glass breaking suddenly came to me. I followed the sound and went into the bathroom. I was expecting something knocked off, but when I went in, everything was in order. There was no broken glass or anything. It was quiet. When the sudden blast of music made me jump, I went back to the room to find the television, and it was on MTV. I went to the remote, pushed the power button, but it did not flinch. It did nothing. I flipped it over to check it. If it had batteries, it did. I threw it under the bed and went over to the television and unplugged it, and it finally turned off. My heart was beating fast, so I tried to calm down and went to the lobby to relax for a little bit. I stayed there for what felt like hours until I finally went back to the room. As I approached the door, I heard music, so I thought my parents were back. I eagerly opened the door with my card, and when I went in, the first thing that came into view was a little boy standing by the television, which was turned on again. I could not see his face properly, but I knew he was a kid, and so I thought he was my little brother. I went over to him, but before I could get close, he vanished. That would have made me scream, but during that time, I was already quite used to spirits. I was still spooked, but not as much as before. I went to the bathroom to wash my face, and as soon as I went in, I saw the words, "Help me," stuck in the mirror. It looked like it came from a magazine. So I grabbed the one I was reading just a while ago and turned to the page with the cutout words. It was an exact match when I tried to fit it in the paper. I went back to the room and asked out loud for the boy. I knew how to handle this situation, so I asked the little boy what his name was and what he needed help with. As an answer, the television turned on. It confused me because every time I asked a question, it would be answered by the television, either switching channels or turning on and off. Trying to communicate with the boy made me tired, so I went to sleep. I was woken up by a touch on my leg. I figured it was a little boy, so I sat up, but instead there was my mom trying to wake me up. It was late in the afternoon, and so we all went to dinner. I did not bother to tell anyone about my experience and decided to forget about it. While we were eating, my little brother tugged on my shirt. I turned to him to ask what he wanted, and he asked me, "Who was with me when I was sleeping?" Confused, I asked him what he was talking about, and he told me there was a boy sitting on the bed staring at me when he walked into the room. It sent chills down my spine, but I told him I had no idea what he was talking about and that he probably imagined things. Throughout the rest of our week at the hotel, I experienced mild encounters like my hand suddenly feeling like it's being touched and my hair being felt by an unknown entity. The television kept doing odd things when I was alone in the room, but it did not bother me. I liked it. The boy did nothing to harm me, so I was okay with it. In the end, I never found out who he was. The last thing that happened was when we were leaving the room to go home, I felt a tug on my shirt like the boy did not want me to leave. To tell you the truth, I did not want to. I spread out my arms to invite him in a hug, and I felt cold air wrap around my waist. It made me feel like I had another little brother, and it made me cry a little bit, knowing I was going to miss him. I said bye and stepped outside the room. As my dad drove away from the hotel, I took a last glance at the hotel and saw a figure of a little boy waving from a window, which I knew was our hotel room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.